You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
At this very moment, 8,500 people are packed into the James Brown Memorial Arena in Georgia for the Godfather Soul's funeral, paying tribute to one of the most amazing men behind some of the greatest tunes in the world, the Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown. Paying tribute today also, Mr. Clarence Fountain, founding member of the Blind Boys of Alabama. Have a little listen to the Blind Boys, and we'll be right back with Clarence Fountain. Are your people? Gentleman from the Blind Boys of Alabama, founding member of the Grammy Award-winning soul gospel group for over 60 years. They've been on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno and Late Night with David Letterman. And today, Mr. Clarence Fountain pays tribute to the Godfather of Soul. Please welcome to the show, Clarence Fountain.
Good to be here.
How are things down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Yeah, good weather down here.
Good weather?
Yeah, about 60 degrees.
Oh, nice. I hear that's still some of the best food in the world is down in your neck of the woods. You got crawfish and shrimp and crabs.
Yep, I got it.
Beautiful. I understand you just did Jay Leno recently. How did that go?
You know, I've been home for the last couple of months. I maybe went on the dialysis machine, and the group is doing, you know, they're going on just the same. And it was nice. I got a tape of him when he was on the Jay Leno show, and they sound pretty good.
Excellent. Well, I'm sorry that your health isn't doing that well these days.
Yeah.
I guess that also meant you missed the Walt Disney Hall performance because you were undergoing dialysis treatment for the diabetes?
Yes. I'm good.
Good. How's Jimmy Carter doing?
He's doing pretty good. You know, he's a nice guy, and he's strong, and he got his mother is 1 or 2 or 3, something like this. So he got longevity on his side.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. 102, 103. And Ricky's still drumming for you?
Yeah, he's still there.
Good. Ricky and I have had a couple of great conversations and certainly have appreciated his talents. Now, what's the name of the new fella you got? The big fella, Billy Bowers.
Yeah, that's him. And he's a good singer. And
where did you find him?
I've been knowing him, and we all went to school together down in Alabama, and he just was a guy that we need to pick up on and show him what we wanted him to do, and he did it, and everything is going good.
Well, look, obviously a sad time for you a couple of years ago, a year and a half, I guess. One of the founding members of the Blind Boys of Alabama, Mr. George Scott, died in his sleep, I think it was around March 2005 at his home in Durham, North Carolina.
You're right. And that's why we got to be careful, because you never know when your number going to come up on the board. So just live like the Lord wants you, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, that's right. He was, yeah. How old was he, 75?
Yeah, 76, I think.
76.
Yeah.
Mr. Fountain, is it true that you spoke with George the night before he died?
Yes, I did. He said no, he was feeling good, and everything was fine, but you just don't know. You know, he had a bypass about 15 years prior to that, and it's time, you know, when it's your time, you wish you could change it, but you can't.
That's right. Well, the Lord always knows when it's time to go.
Oh, yes, he does.
Do you miss his funny stories? I hear he was a good storyteller. He was a funny fellow. He'd always talk about the stories of the past.
He did. He was a, you know, always kept laughing, kept things going on, and we never was sad, and there was nothing like that. We just kept things going, and that with everybody, you have to do. You have to be careful because you don't know, never know when you when's your time.
That's right.
If you really, that's all.
Mr. Fountain, the last time I spoke with you was right around the time we'd lost Ray Charles.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And I understand that you met him in Jacksonville, Florida back in the day. Is that right?
Right.
What recollections do you have of Ray Charles? Do you remember?
You know, he was a nice guy. You know, blind people, you have to be careful. And they're easy to get offended. So you don't go in there unless you know him real good and get to talking.
Well, hold on, but you don't strike me as that. I mean, you said blind people can easily get offended, so you don't go in there and just kind of say hello to them or nothing, but you're one of the friendliest characters I've ever met.
Yeah, but you see, some people, Ray wasn't really that friendly towards people. He wanted to be, one day he was all right, next day he had that thing on his shoulder, you know.
So he was a bit moody.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I didn't really talk to him too much.
No. Well, fair enough. Fair enough. And, of course, one of the reasons we're talking with you today, Mr. Fountain, is because another sad time has come our way. We've lost Mr. James Brown, and I just had Mr. Brown on our show recently and had a lovely conversation with him about his spiritual life. And during that interview, he said he just absolutely loves you guys, especially you, Mr. Fountain. He said that he used to sing all of your old songs, like Our Father, and, I mean, he really loved you guys.
Well, you know, James was a nice guy. We met him way back in the day, and we never had to run across him. Once in a while, we had a big concert, we'd run across him, and he'd come in the dressing room, he'd holler at us, and we'd all have a laugh, big laugh, tell a joke or two, and we was all, he was a nice guy. We loved him.
Did you have a chance to catch up with Mr. Brown during the 47th Annual Grammy Awards?
No, I didn't. I didn't kid him because we were.
You were busy doing your own thing.
Yeah, I was doing my own thing. You're right.
Yeah. That was a great performance, by the way. I enjoyed watching you on the Grammy Awards. That was tremendous.
Thank you.
Now listen, who am I going to interview when you pass on?
Don't ask me because I don't know.
Well, there's lots of people that have said many, many nice things about you. And folks, if you don't know the history of Clarence Fountain and the Blind Boys of Alabama, well, Clarence was blind since he was about 2 years old. And,
right.
And if I understand things right, it all kind of started when this woman trying to help your eyes put the wrong ointment in your eye.
That's what she did. You know, back in those days, you had midwives, so you didn't have no sense over when you were 1 and 2 years old. You didn't have no sense over. They tried to heal you. Best they knew how. And they didn't know nothing, so nothing for nothing, they leave nothing.
And now spiritually, again, if I can remember from our last conversation, Mr. Fountain, about 7 or 8 years old was when you first surrendered your life to the Lord.
That's about the general idea. When I went to school and started from there, and we wanted to sing, and we decided that, hey, here's the thing to do. If we sing, we had to make no brooms and mops and bottom chairs and things. Things of that nature. So we put a group together and we decided we want to sing.
Good. Good for you. And those were, I mean, back in the day, that's when you used to sneak out of the school for the blind to perform at the soldier camp.
Right.
And again, I'm thinking back to our conversation a year or so ago, and one of the things I got out of our talk was faith. And I mean us having faith. The Lord always seems to have faith for us, and he's always, you know, gracious, and he's patient, very patient with us, but
right.
But we tend to quit on him, don't we?
That's the general idea, you know. He said if you just have just a little faith, enough, just about the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain and get out the way. We can't. It's hard for us to grasp that, but
well, we're so impatient, aren't we?
Yep, we sure are.
Especially us young folks. I mean, you must be so frustrated with the young people these days.
Oh, what the young people want it now. They don't want it tomorrow. And my theory is you're not going to get it. Now you're going to get it when the Lord gets ready to give it to you.
Yeah, that's right. Folks, we're speaking with Mr. Clarence Fountain, founding member of the Blind Boys of Alabama, been singing soul gospel for over 60 years. You told me that there came a time that you finally got rid of some guys back when you started making a bit of money, and these guys used to steal some money from you.
Yeah, well, you know, you always got to be careful of that. People, money is a funny thing. It does not mind sticking to your hand.
Right.
But eventually, they couldn't get it all, so we eventually caught up with them, and we just let them go.
Well, you know, it's funny that, again, thinking back to that story, James Brown ran into the same kind of thing. I mean, there were a few times he get ripped off from those who were supposed to be helping him.
That's the name of the game. That's what they used to prey on us, because, you know, we didn't think people were like that, you know, but when you live, you will learn.
Yeah. Mr. Fountain, when you're performing, I saw you just this past year at Massey Hall in Toronto. And just an unbelievable show. Very, very good show, and caught up with you backstage. Boy, you guys had a lot of food back there. I can't believe how much you guys eat backstage.
I don't eat that much. I'm on a weight-losing thing, so I'm just down to 180. That's where I got to stay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, everybody else eats food.
Yeah, Ricky. Ricky just pulls up a chair to the table and hunkers down, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. But I often wonder, can you hear or sense an audience and whether or not they're with you that night?
Yes, sir, but...
Because most performers have to, they kind of see it. You know, they can feel it, but part of their feeling is they can see whether an audience is kind of with them or not. You know, whether they're clapping or whether they're doing this, that, or the other thing, but...
No, I go by what I hear.
Yeah.
My ears are pretty good, and, you know, and when you go by what you hear... You can't hear a lie, because a lie ain't going to come out right. But the truth will come up and hit you right dead in the face.
You know, James Brown told me that when he's doing a concert, he kind of feels like he's doing church. You know, people, he said the devil may come into the building, but he pushes them out.
Well, that's a good way to be, because if you don't push him out, he'll push you out.
Yeah, that's right. And how's your wife doing these days? She's such a lovely woman.
She's all right.
Yeah.
She's doing pretty good. She's trying to lose some weight and trying to be happy again.
Well, she's a good woman, and she's on the other line. I hear her right now. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I admire you folks so much. You've been together for how many years now?
Well, about 15 years.
Fantastic. It's obvious, you know, you guys have a fun relationship. You probably kind of dig into each other a little bit, and you love on each other a little bit, but it sounds like a good time.
It is. That's correct.
Yeah, that's good. Well, listen, is Mr. Fountain still there?
All right, I hear you.
Oh, there he is. I can barely hear you in the background there. I know that you and Peter Gabriel did some recording. Have you spoken to him recently?
Been a couple of years, but Peter, me and him he was a nice guy. You know, he's a really down-to-earth guy, and he had us over to his house for dinner, and we'd sit up and we recorded, and we did the things that you know, that musicians do.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I've heard many good things about him as well. Well, listen, let's finish things off with maybe some final thoughts and some final memories about Mr. James Brown. Any final thoughts from you, Clarence Fountain?
Last time I met James, he came in his dressing room, and I wanted to have a laugh with him. You know, I said, James, hey, man, how you doing? He said, hey, I'm doing all right. How you doing? I said, he brought his wife with him. And I said, hey, that don't look like the same wife you had the other day when I seen you. So he got to run out.
That's great. That's classic.
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly going to miss him, and there's been a lot of tributes coming in, and I thought there'd be no better person to pay tribute to James Brown than Clarence Fountain.
You love him. He was his archon in the rock and roll view, hardest working man he ever seen.
Hardest working man.
Yep.
Yeah. Mr. Fountain, I hope your Christmas was well. I wish you all the best with, you know, the dialysis and the diabetes and everything. I hope God blesses your health. We need to see more of you, and I wish you the best in 2007.
Thank you very much. Glad you called me.
Thank you, Mr. Fountain. Bye-bye.
Draw me nearer. I am tired. I am weaker. And I'm so worn. And the river guide my feet and hold my hand. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me home, lead me home, lead me home.